Dictation for Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, McQueen Perry, M-C-Q-U-E-E-N-P-E-R-R-Y. Dr. Fuente dictating, and today is December 11th. Mr. McQueen Perry Stephen is a 32-year-old gentleman. Dialysis patient. For excuse me, dialysis patient of Dr. Ramaya, R-A-M-A-I-Y-A-H. He has insulin-dependent diabetes since age 7. He's presently 32. He started dialysis within the last 1 year, was doing peritoneal dialysis, just admitted recently to Covenant Hospital, with fungal and bacterial peritonitis, Candida parasilosis, P-A-R-A-P-S-I-L-O-S-I-S, and gram-negative bacteria was isolated. Peritoneal dialysis catheter removed. He has now transitioned to hemodialysis, until completed antibiotics and eventually to go back to PD. He's receiving cefepime as well as antifungal medication. I saw him today during dialysis. His dialysis catheter today was working poorly. The blood flow was only 250. We are going to add heparin as well as cat flow. Might require catheter exchange if not working. I have seen him before in December 2024 when he was admitted to our local hospital. With a worsening kidney function that was before starting on dialysis. He lives alone but has the help of grandmother. He has diabetic retinopathy, presently denies vomiting, dysphagia, appetitis, fair, denies blood melena, still making some amount of urine without symptoms, has a defibrillator and denies any recent chest pain palpitations or firing of the defibrillator, is not using any oxygen at home. Next paragraph, his past medical history for insulin-dependent diabetes, as indicated above. He has diabetic retinopathy with proliferative abnormalities. Diabetes has been poorly controlled through the years. He recently follows with diabetes specialist at Sacred Heart here in Olma, ALMA. He's on an insulin pump. Has a continuous glucose monitor. He has a history of hypogonadotrophic hypogonadism. Kallmann, K-A-L-L-M-A-N-N disease. There has been prior stroke, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with very low ejection fraction, reason for the defibrillator. at least 2 episodes of cardiac arrest, pulseless electrical activity with recovery of spontaneous circulation within 1 or 2 minutes. One of them recently at the time of peritoneal dialysis catheter removal, another one within the last 1 year. There is history of severe hypertension, hyperlipidemia, esophageal reflux, patent foramen ovale. He denies neuropathy or foot ulcers. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. He denies chronic liver disease. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding. He's not aware of blood transfusion, no recent pneumonia or hemoptysis. Through the years, multiple episodes of diabetes ketoacidosis with hospital admission. Next paragraph. There is reported no allergies. Next paragraph, discharge instructions. Medications recently started. Cefepime. He's supposed to do 2 grams every dialysis. Until apparently December 17, he's on oral Diflucan. 100 milligrams for 12 days. Entresto, aspirin, Coric, vitamin D, anemia management, insulin, nitrates, Reglan, metolazone, Crestor, Solof, Demadex, Trazodone, prior Jardiance discontinue, as well as Diovan. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries. Anemia 7.7, this is from December 2nd, normal white blood cell, MCV, RDW, and platelets. Phosphorus less than 5.5. Normal sodium, potassium acid base, low albumin 2.4, corrected calcium normal low. Low protein, GFR less than 15 with a creatinine of 4 on dialysis, an increase of AST, other liver function tests within normal limits, Next paragraph. The last echo available from August, ejection fraction 27%. Right ventricle with mild decreased systolic function. Minor other abnormalities. A prior transesophageal echo. A small patent PFO was present. This was at the time of findings of stroke. With MRI of the brain showing acute right temporal and right lateral occipital cortical infarcts. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, insulin-dependent diabetes, diabetic nephropathy. Transitioning to hemodialysis because of recent fungal and gram-negative bacteria peritonitis. Following with infectious diseases, we are following recommendations of cefepime and fluconazole. Plan is to go back to peritoneal dialysis on the next few weeks. He has severe non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction. He has a primary prevention defibrillator. He has evaluated at University of Michigan and Henry Ford for potential combined heart and kidney transplant. In both places has been rejected because of uncontrolled diabetes and severe proliferative diabetic retinopathy. We discussed about the malfunction dialysis catheter today. We are going to add heparin. Might require cath flow for patency opening of the catheter. Worst of the cases, will we need an exchange catheter? This will have to be done probably at Midland or Saginaw, as he is a high risk for complications of sedation procedure. He already has twice documented cardiac arrest, pulse electrical activity within the last 1 year, including the recent one at the time of peritoneal dialysis catheter removal. We discuss about anemia management. We use Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. We will follow nutrition, electrolyte, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, PTH. Needs to follow with eye specialist for his retinopathy. His risk of hospital readmission and morbidity mortality is very high. End of dictation.